Welcome to Mondays with Miles. Dr. Brand, you are a former president of two high-profile universities. Why is presidential leadership so important for the NCAA and for college athletics?
Even though college athletics actually is a very small part of the activities undertaken in universities, for these large universities, the flagship campuses, for example, it's only about 3 or 4% of their budget. It is nonetheless one of the most visible, if not the most visible, aspect of what these colleges and universities do. It enters the sports pages in the local paper as well as nationally every year. It has a lot of broadcast media attention. And so it sheds a lot of light, and sometimes not the brightest and best light, on the institution. Presidents have to attend to athletics. If you wait for a crisis to come, it's too late. So presidents really need to keep their hands on the wheel with respect to athletics.
When you are on campus, what percentage of your day would you say, or of your week, maybe easier, was spent on the athletics program?
Very little. I wouldn't even know how to ascribe a percentage, but well below 5%.
Wow.
But on occasion, it would be important. So, for example, every fall Saturday, I had a football game. Now, actually, I didn't spend much time watching the game. I spent a lot of time working with friends and donors and legislators concerned with the university. They were interested in football, and it gave me a chance to talk with them. So that was an activity. Is that a football activity, or is that a activity in terms of making friends and building relationships for the university? I would say the latter. Sometimes when things go wrong, it takes a lot of your time. But on the normal course of events, it requires more oversight and appointing the right people to the right positions, such as the athletic director in particular. I would get involved when the new coaches, head coaches, particularly for the high-profile sports, were engaged. But I did not, and I don't think presidents should, be engaged in a day-to-day operational part of athletics.
I would think that most of your colleagues shared the same philosophy. In a recent Chronicle of Higher Education survey, 60% of presidents said they believe athletics is actually a liability for the campus. Do you share that opinion?
I can understand why they're saying that. In part, when things go wrong, they go terribly wrong, and it's not favorable to the university. There is a subsidy that must be paid, so it's not a financial benefit to have athletics. It's part of the cost of having a comprehensive educational program. Nonetheless, particularly for the public universities, there is a sense of connectivity to the institution and the community that would be missing without athletics. And although it has the risk of things going wrong, and it is not for free, it's costly, nonetheless, I think it has overall benefits, particularly if done with integrity.
Some people who may be unfamiliar with the way the NCAA works, it's a member-driven organization. In our highest levels of the committee structure, we have the Division I, II, and III President's Councils, the Division I Board of Directors. These are university and college presidents making the rules and being actively involved with legislation for the organization. I assume that they believe that athletics is important for the campus and maybe not so much of a liability. What can the NCAA do to convince the other presidents and chancellors that athletics is in fact extremely important for their campus environments?
I think they probably all do see it as important, particularly in Division I. I don't think that's the issue. The issue is really is that there's a risk involved in having to conduct athletics, and that's the liability portion. Also, the vast majority understand the budgets well enough so that they realize it's a subsidized activity, and the financial situation of our universities and colleges these days is that every nickel and dime counts, and so what you're paying for one program, you can't put it in another. So it's a liability in that sense, but I don't think anyone would say it doesn't have a role to play in the institution.
How about the Board of Trustees? Institutions have boards of trustees. What is that role in athletics?
That's a very important question, and it's not always well understood what the answer is, and even by some of the trustees in our nation. Every university has a board of trustees or regents. Private universities have larger boards than public universities. Their role in the area of athletics, like the rest of the university, is improving policy. And approving overall budgetary expenditures. Their role is not to manage the day-to-day operations. So, for example, hiring and firing high-profile coaches, the management of that belongs to the president. understanding, for example, whether you should put up a new football stadium. Final authority has to come from the trustees because it's a major university commitment. Making sure that student athletes meet the academic standards of that institution. The day-to-day operations fall to the academic programs, the institutions overseen and responsible to the president. What the board needs to do is have that policy in place, but we don't expect them and don't want them, because it's not the proper role, to look at the individual student athlete's success in the classroom or on the field.
More of an advisory?
No, as a policymaker. They have ultimate responsibility for policy, ultimate responsibility for budgets, but they assign to the president, and the president in turn assigns to others in the institution, the operations, the day-to-day operations. So the president assigns to the athletic director the running of the athletic department, like he assigns to the dean of the business school the running of the business school, although he bears overall responsibility for it. That's the president's job, but academic policy, major expenditures, that's the board's policy.
That's your in-depth look at the way colleges and universities work. You can't get that anywhere else. Thanks for listening to Mondays with Miles. Thank you, Dr. Brand.
Pleasure.